This is a powerful front, and it's going to catch a lot of news attention on Friday with the severe weather developing, especially Friday night, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas.
Meteorologist Jeff Huffman at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network adds that the squall line will be capable of producing widespread swaths of wind damage, along with rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches.
And the risk in Pensacola is just as high as it is, say, in New Orleans or over in Jackson, Mississippi, or in Mobile. We're talking about a wind damage threat that could produce 60 to 70 mile per hour winds when it moves in.
While this does not signal the start of the springtime storm season, that's still considered to be March, April, and May, Huffman does say that this time of year you can get severe weather anywhere in the deep south, including Florida.
When a powerful front like this slices into an increasingly warm and humid air mass, you're going to feel that over the next 24 hours. That humidity is going to increase. That wind coming off the Gulf is going to get quite strong. Temperatures will be in the 70s and even 80s in a few spots. So any time of year you get this contrast and air mass, you could see severe weather like this.
Perhaps the one saving grace is that the front will move rapidly, and its weather is expected to be short-lived. Huffman calls it a quick hit on Saturday afternoon in the Pensacola area after summer-like, breezy, and humid conditions on Saturday morning.
It's probably between noon and 4 o'clock when the first cells could develop. Any cell that you see on radar, maybe on our Florida Storms app, that's ahead of the squall line is going to be particularly dangerous. Now, that's where the tornado threat would come in. And then when the squall line arrives, in addition to a risk of a tornado, 60 to 70 mile per hour winds will be possible in those strongest cells.
After the front moves through, look for a brief respite.
Yeah, it'll be a rapid clearing Saturday night and a pretty sharp drop in temperature on Sunday. Temperatures will probably be below normal for a couple of days following this front, but it won't last long. The warm air is going to surge back early next week.
Jeff Huffman at FPRN urges residents to use the Saturday weather to take stock of their preparedness for future storms and be preemptive this weekend.
If you have outdoor plans Saturday, make sure you've made some alternate plans, probably once again between that time frame of noon to 4, maybe even a little later than that, and make sure you have a way of staying informed. Get those alerts on your phone via our mobile app or tune to this station for an update again as the storm gets closer.
Escambia County Emergency Management will be evaluating the data with the National Weather Service in Mobile. Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties are expected to follow suit to determine whether emergency operations centers need to be activated. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.